To the Lighthouse by Virginia Woolf, read by Ayola Smart. "You won't finish that stocking tonight," he said, pointing to her stocking. That was what she wanted. The asperity in his voice reproving her. If he says it's wrong to be pessimistic, probably it is wrong, she thought. The marriage will turn out all right. "No," she said, flattening the stocking out upon her knee. "I shan't finish it." And what then? For she felt that he was still looking at her, but that his look had changed. He wanted something, wanted that thing she always found it so difficult to give him, wanted her to tell him that she loved him. And that, no, she could not do. He found talking so much easier than she did. He could say things she never could. So naturally, it was always he that said the things, and then for some reason he would mind this suddenly and would reproach her. A heartless woman, he called her. She never told him that she loved him. But it was not so. It was not so. It was only that she never could say what she felt. Was there no crumb on his coat? Nothing she could do for him? Getting up, she stood at the window with the reddish-brown stocking in her hands, partly to turn away from him, partly because she remembered how beautiful it often is, the sea at night. But she knew that he had turned his head as she turned. He was watching her. She knew that he was thinking, "You are more beautiful than ever." And she felt herself very beautiful. "Will you not just tell me for once that you love me?" He was thinking that, for he was roused, what with Minta and his book, and it being the end of the day and their having quarreled about going to the lighthouse. But she could not do it. She could not say it. Then, knowing that he was watching her, instead of saying anything, she turned, holding her stocking, and looked at him. And as she looked at him, she began to smile. For though she had not said a word, he knew, of course he knew, that she loved him. He could not deny it. And smiling, she looked out of the window and said, thinking to herself, "Nothing on earth can equal this happiness." "Yes, you were right. It's going to be wet tomorrow. You won't be able to go." And she looked at him, smiling. For she had triumphed again. She had not said it. Yet, he knew.